This is the closing market report for Monday afternoon. You have until about 3:15 this afternoon to get your tickets bought online for the all-day ag outlook. And frankly, I'd prefer you do that. That way we have you tallied up. You'll just check in with your name when you come tomorrow morning for the all-day ag outlook at the Beef House. Again, doors open at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning there. That's Central Time, 9 a.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. Walk-ins are welcome if you want to come, but I'd much prefer that you'd get online right now and buy those tickets. They're $30, WILLHE.ORG. Now online with us to talk about the weather forecast is Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Mark, let's start where we have for a long time now in Argentina. What's happening there?
Yeah, certainly, Todd. Argentina leads the weather news here just due to the ongoing dryness and concern for their crop reduction via the dryness and heat. We did see one opportunity for rain over the past 24 hours. It did produce some scattered shower and storm activity. Totals, though, were fairly light. Now, there were a few locales in the heart of the belt, namely in southern Santa Fe, southeastern Cordoba, that picked up about a half to three quarters of an inch of rain. And for some of these areas, this is the best rain that they had seen in over 6 weeks. So in one case, it was good that they got some rains, and any rainfall is meaningful. But then again, like, totals could have been higher if the storms had been stronger. Overall, this is just one opportunity and did little in overall significant improvement in soil moisture for the belt. Really, the next time frame of note with another opportunity is coming up in about 6-7 days from now. So at that time, another front looks to work its way into the belt. There's been some model volatility and some debate as far as the projected totals. Our thoughts are that it's going to kind of be more of the same, still more of a minor coverage event versus anything that major. We're just not seeing the setup in the jet stream pattern that would provide any kind of more meaningful or widespread rains. But that's going to be the focus of attention as far as, you know, what falls across the heart of the belt during that time frame. And again, that's kind of during this March 10th through the 13th time frame.
And how are things in Brazil?
Well, in Brazil, we're seeing good conditions here for soybean harvesting as well as planting of their winter corn crop. Bottom line, soil moisture is adequate across the vast majority of acreage. And along with that, too, just no sign of any excessively wet pattern that would bog down harvest progress or logistics across Brazil.
And here in the United States?
Well, the focus is on the southern plains and the lack of rain, especially in areas of southwest Kansas through the Texas Panhandle. It's going to be more of the same here coming up. We see a continuation of dry conditions. Actually, temperature is going to be biased warmer than normal and also very, very windy as well. So, with the crop out of dormancy in those southern areas, that's going to continue to increase crop stress here as we go through the next several weeks.
We'll talk with you again next week, Mark. Thanks so much.
All right. You're welcome, Todd.
That's Mark Russo from Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. Hey, don't forget that if you want to walk in tomorrow and pay your $30 at the door, you can do that for the all-day Ag Outlook at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. We start our day at 8 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. I'm Todd Gleason.